Question. Does science deal with facts alone? Is science value-free? And that's why it is entirely objective, not subjective. Answer. This is a complicated question because science does look at the what we could say the mathematically measurable objectively quantifiable parameters of the universe and try to make sense of them. But when scientists propose a theory, it is not that they are entirely objective about it. In conception, scientists do separate is and ought. And they say they are simply dealing with the domain of facts, what is, and not values of what they think or how something should be. That they say is not their domain. Ought are questions of morality, and science is essentially amoral. Although scientists speak in concept like that, in actuality they do not live like that. For example, when a scientist gets a theory, an idea, that they strongly think is true, they think so even if it is, they don't have the empirical proof for it. So, for example, when Einstein proposed a theory of relativity, special relativity, he felt strongly that this was too good to be not true. And although at that time there was no empirical proof for that theory, still he postulated it and was convinced about his truth personally. And initially, some experiments, such as those conducted by Miller, seemed to indicate that this theory was wrong. And his experimental critic, V.C. Miller, when he said it was wrong, Einstein said that he did not accept the findings of Miller, although at that time he could not say for sure what was wrong with Miller's findings. So here we have something very striking, that one gets a scientist, probably one of the most prominent scientists in recent times, gets a single theory is right without any empirical proof for it. And even with the current scientific science saying that it is empirically not true, at least one particular set of experimental research saying it's not. So that means the scientists are not entirely objective in their functioning, even if some of them claim to be. There is the element of intuition, of inspiration, wherein one gets a gut feeling that this is right. And the empirical evidence to. Now, it's not that every gut feeling that a scientist gets always is right. But that's not the point. The point is not whether one's insight, intuition, inspiration, gut feeling, whatever be the name used for it, is right or wrong. And the point is, it has been, of course, for many eminent scientists, their gut feeling has turned out to be right on remarkably large number of occasions. But even if we don't consider that to be true, but that even if we can we focus on the times when it is not true, but still the overall point remains that the key factor here is that there's no shortcut to, or there is no straight path to value-free knowledge that is only objective. Because even we look at facts which are objective, and even if we assume for the matter of sex that reality can be explained in terms of objective facts alone, or we can observe in terms of objective facts alone, but still the theory that we use to explain those objective facts, at least before the theory is empirically established, mathematically proven, the theory's only value is the value that the speaker is given, that the proposer of the theory has to it. It has not been empirically proven. And often it is the strength of conviction of the speaker that pushes the theory forward till it eventually is proven to be right by subsequent experiments, which are often persisted with even if the initial experiments don't seem to be supporting the theory. So in that sense, to say that science is value-free is not an accurate reflection of how science actually works. Thank you.